So I'm bringing you the passage of February 14th in Mark Nepo's book, The Book of Awakening. And I love this because the passage is called Love at First Sight. And Nepo gives us a different perspective of what that is. And honestly, I think it's a much purer perspective of what love at first sight truly is. So I ask you to remain open. May your heart receive the message that it needs to receive from this. May you take away the lesson that is meant for you. Or at the very least, may you simply enjoy such beautifully written work. It begins. The true power of love at first sight is often missed because we insist on limiting its meaning to the sweep of falling into another person upon first meeting. To appreciate the deeper sense of this, we must uncover and reclaim the importance of first sight itself, which has more to do with seeing things essentially rather than physically for the first time. We all walk around within the numbness of our habits and routines so often that we take the marvels of ordinary life for granted. It is first sight that opens the freshness of each moment, unencumbered by any of our habits and routines. First sight is the moment of God sight, heart sight, soul sight. It is the seeing of revelation, the feeling of oneness that briefly overcomes us when nothing remains in the way. At its deepest and most real level, the notion of love at first sight is spoken of in every spiritual tradition as the reward for being fully awake. Such seeing anew restores our sense of being alive. Paradoxically, first sight is recurring. In the same way that we wake every day, we regularly return to first sight in the rhythm of our wakefulness of spirit. Whenever we can see with that original vision, with nothing between us and the life around us, we can't help but love what we see. To see so fundamentally opens us to love. To love so fundamentally is to see the world we're a part of as the vibrant, ongoing creation that it is. So, it really manifests this way. At first sight, we find love. At our first true seeing, the love that is already there touches us. In this regard, first seeing is an ever-present threshold to the majesty of what is. Certainly and beautifully, this happens with other people when we, upon first truly seeing another, fall sweetly into the miracle of their presence. But this is also possible on a daily basis, upon first truly seeing ourselves, our world, our sense of God, again and again. I can work across from the same person for years, and one day, because my own suffering has opened me more fully than I can remember, and because the light floods that person's face, I can, for the first time, truly see who they are and feel love for them. I can walk by the same willow, season after season, and one day, because of the sheen of the after rain and the lowness of the wind, I can truly see the willow like never before, and feel love for the willow in all of us. I can, in the mirror late at night, after seeing myself hundreds of times, see the willow and the light and the other in my tired face, and know that sameness as the stuff of God. In truth, it has never been about first meeting, though this can happen, but more about first coming into view. As a breeze all spun out lets the water go clear, we can finally stop talking, stop performing, stop pretending, and all tired out, we can go clear, and the heart that rests in everything beats before us. So, what a beautiful passage, because it reminds us of what the essence of love truly is. It's about coming back to our life and living it and being present and remembering to look at things as if They are intentionally working out for us because they are. So I thought this was such a lovely passage because it gives us a completely different perspective on love, a much natural and essential perspective of the state of the beingness of love, right? Love is not just an emotion or a feeling or, you know, the chemical within us functioning in a certain way. Love is love, and it is everywhere. It is when we stop and breathe and say, I'm here. My body is here. I'm in my body. I'm in this moment, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the sunlight that comes through the window of my workspace. This may sound a little too poetic for some people, a little too dramatic even, but it isn't. I'll tell you that it isn't. Because when we begin to shift our perspective on the definition of love, everything changes. Slowly and steadily, everything changes. We connect with the essence of love rather than trying to connect to love through someone or something. And there, that distinction is life-changing. So I hope, again, that this is helpful. I hope that it fell in your heart and your bodies the way it was meant to, and I hope that you receive the message that you were meant to. Much love to you all. Have a great week.